Death of Jesus. On the way, they met a man from Cyrene, called Simon, and forced him to carry the cross of Jesus. When they reached the place called Golgotha, or Calvary, which means the skull, they offered him wine mixed with gall. Jesus tasted it, but would not take it. There, they crucified him and divided his clothes among themselves, casting lots to decide what each should take. Then they sat down to guard him. The statement of his offense was displayed above his head, and it read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." People passing by shook their heads and insulted him, saying,
"Aha! So you will destroy the temple and build it up again in 3 days. Now save yourself and come down from the cross, if you are the Son of God."
In the same way, the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law mocked him. They said,
"The man who saved others cannot save himself.
Let the King of Israel now come down from his cross, and we will believe in him. He trusted in God. Let God rescue him, if God wants to, since he himself said, 'I am the Son of God.'"
Even the robbers who were crucified with him insulted him. From midday, darkness fell over the whole land until mid-afternoon. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" As soon as they heard this, some of the bystanders said, "He is calling for Elijah." The captain and the soldiers who guarded Jesus were greatly terrified when they saw the earthquake and all that had happened, and said, "Truly, this man was a son of God."